Hi, my name is Alan from Ellery Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about what happened if you buy the wrong condo near Coronation Plaza in Bukit Timah. As you know, Bukit Timah is one of the most sought after districts in Singapore. You tell people you stay in Bukit Timah, there is a certain class and prestige to your address. This is also an area that is so huge. At one end of Bukit Timah is Little India MRT station. And the other end is located near King Albert Park MRT station. In between them are 6 MRT stations along the downtown line. Suppose you want me to compare all the condos here, I think I will mati. This will easily be a 2 hours video. You all know my style, short and sweet, straight to the point. Here, I will cover randomly 3 condos along Bukit Timah Road. They are near to Coronation Plaza. They are new condos, 2 matured ones, and 1 that has a remaining lease of 50 years. I will only compare 99 years leasehold condo so that our result will be more consistent. Stay till the end of this video where I will assess why some are making more profit and why others are losing money. Here, let's go. Let's start with the Sienna. This is a 99 years GLS site that was sold back in 2013. There are 54 units, is located along Tan Kim Cheng Road and is next to the busy Farrer Road flyover. I can still recall when this site was put up for sale, almost everyone chiong to bid for this site. Back then, the selling point was Bukit Timah locality, next to Nanyang Primary School, next to the Botanic Garden, minutes drive to CBD, Xie Bao Jia. Really? Let us fast forward to today's performance. Currently, there are 3 profitable transactions so far. Return range from 62,000 to 110,000. The annualized return is 0.8% after holding it since 2015. Not a very impressive return, in my opinion. This is what I call break-even return. As for the unprofitable transactions, there are 5 that gone case liao. Losses range from 69,000 to 451,000. Why like that? This is not a small change to start with. I can only assume that Siana has loft units. They are mainly suitable for singles or young couples without kids. For the family to squeeze in such a small space is a challenge. Otherwise, they are purely for investment purposes. Plus, this project is on 99 years leasehold. This may be less appealing than its freehold counterpart in this area. In addition, the noisy road noise could be a deterrent. Duchess Crest is located along Duchess Avenue, just off Bukit Timah Road. It's near Tan Kah Kee MRT station along the downtown line. This is a 251 units with a 99 years lease from 1995. This means he is 29 years old. I was there on a big day morning. I find that this development is very well maintained and aged gracefully. It has a long frontage along Duchess Road. From the outside, I can tell that the units are very big. Let me share with you the aerial view. This is a pretty massive site that measures 314,000 square feet. It's a low-rise development at 4-story high. The land is pretty long itself. The front face the landed enclave and the back face Hwa Chong Institution. As you walk along Duchess Road, the MRT station is a good 6 to 7 minutes walk away. This is still acceptable to most. Let's take a look at their sizes. A typical 3 bedroom measure 1367 square feet. Those on the ground floor are even bigger at 1005 plus square feet. As for the 4 bedrooms, it measures 1733 square feet with 4 proper bedrooms. Personally, these are the houses that fit for the king in prime Bukit Timah. There are 8 tower blocks and townhouses spread across the sprawling land. It comprises mainly small 2 to 4 bedroom spacious units. This is the kind of condo that both locals and expats will love to live in. This is what I call good design. Let's take a look at the past transactions. There are 116 profitable transactions to date. Return range from 500,000 to 1.2 million. However, most of them have been holding it for years. This means it's not fair to compare them this way. Anyway, you know, most of them are making money and only a handful are unprofitable. This is the most important consideration. Lastly, let's go to Leitrim Tower. It's located along Tan Kim Cheng Road. There are 2 tower blocks fronting the Farrer Road flyover. For those that drive towards Lornie Road, will be familiar with this condo. Facilities are pretty limited. This is a 103 years condo with a lease from 1974. Interesting that it comes with 103 years. Is this a government land sale site to begin with? You get what I mean? There are only 15 profitable transactions. It seems a little low for the past 50 years. Don't tell me nobody is selling. Since most of them are bought ages ago, their return should be very good. Interesting to note that back in 2005, the PSF was only 200 plus. Prices have shot up close to 1,002 in recent years. This means valuation has shot up by 6 times in 19 years. Are you all surprised? Let's sum up the 3 properties. Let me compare their performance all together. The Sienna has fared a disappointing negative 33% since its launch in 2013. Price keep dropping over the years. Simi Taiji. As for Judge's Crest, this 29 years old matured condo gained 32% over the same period. Wow. Don't think it's on 99 years leasehold, cannot buy. Its current value stands at 1753 PSF for the Bukit Timah address. As for Leitrim Tower, even though they are left with 50 years on its lease, they have clocked an impressive 34% return today. Some say, oh, it's as good as gold. Are you all surprised by the return? What can we learn here? Yes, there are strong points of the property being in a sought-after neighborhood, near eateries, near MRT station, near popular primary school to secondary school, and so on. However, that may not add up to a sure win. A lot of buyers fail to do their homework in terms of entry price, the size of the development, the layout, the floor area, the phasing, and most importantly, the exit strategy. Is there a demand for them in the resale market? All these play a big part in their overall performance. The Sienna has many factors that affect its ultimate performance. Here, I shall not add more. For Dutchess Crest, it is considered livable even with a depreciating lease. Its maintenance has also helped to uplift its value. As for Leitrim Tower, someone is praying for en bloc to happen. But will it happen? Who will what? Those that just exited or those that just joined the party? So next time, before you even commit to any property, use this simple strategy to assess the viability of your investment. I'm very sure they will either break or make your day. If you benefited from this video, appreciate the like and subscribe. And if you have any property lobang, please share some with me. I believe my sharing will have enlightened you tremendously. When I was doing this video, I can't help to feel sad. For those that can recall, there was a drowning incident of a 5-year-old girl left unattended in the Bukit Timah condo nearby in this area. The little girl was all alone when she drowned. This brings me back to my concern. With more condos around us, this also means there will be more swimming pools. Accidents are about to happen if parents are not attentive to their children. In this article by the Singapore Heart Foundation at the National Life Saving Day 2024 Symposium, Sergeant Andrews Wong, pandemic specialist at the SCDF, shared that the SCDF was notified of approximately 30 drowning cases from January to November 2023. The victims were of different ages and the majority of the cases were accident. That is why parents should always pay attention to their children when they are in the swimming pool. As for me, I'll be very frank with you. I hardly swim in the condo pool. I will only swim in those that have lifeguards. Sorry, call me kiasi, but I don't take chances. The lifeguard are our second line of defense. So next time, after your swim, say hi to the lifeguard. He may save your life one day. That's all. See you again.